You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're going to try and wrap this up today, finish up the series that we're doing on biblical health laws. And to try and bring this to a close, I was talking about how we violate God's laws that have deal with agriculture. And yes, he has agricultural laws. We don't keep the land Sabbath. Because of that, we use hybridized seed and GMO seed. They've got the American public convinced that we can feed the world. We can't even feed ourselves. We don't produce enough food to feed ourselves, much less the world. And the food we produce, because we violate God's laws, is foodless food. There's no nutrients in it. It causes the disease. It's it's garbage. It's Frankenfood. I was talking about an article in Acres USA, and let me talk about the hybridization and the GMO. That violates Leviticus 19:19 and Leviticus 25. Go look it up. Read it for yourself. Because we sin, we have disease, cancers, plagues. Acres USA talks about Adolf Steinbrunn of Fairbanks, Iowa. He tested open-pollinated seed corn against hybrid and GMO corn in 10 Midwestern states in a single year, and Steinbrunn's open-pollinated corn contained 75% more crude protein, 875% more copper, 345% more iron, 205% more manganese, and the same thing in calcium, sodium, and magnesium and zinc. Hybrid corn masks poor farming and just produces bins and bins and bushels of foodless food. Lots of it, but nothing there to sustain the body. It'll break down and get you sick. Every commercial food crop in this country has similar nutritional deficiencies. And you can try and eat, you can eat organic, but you're still eating food, yes, without the chemicals, but it is still food that it lacks minerals, vitamins, can't support life. And we're dying because of it. The hospitals are full. We've got a sick care system, not a health care system. And you can't escape this damage that the violation of these laws just by saying, oh, I'm going to eat healthy. Let's take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth as a witness today against you that I have set before you death, blessing, and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. For he is your light, the life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. God wants us to choose life. He wants to give us life. But no, we're not going to obey him. We're not going to listen to him. We're not going to do the things that he says to do. And you say, well, I'm not a farmer. I'm not in violation of these. Why should I suffer? You won't eat what God tells you to do. You want the shrimp, the fat dogs, the pork chops, and all the other garbage that he says is not even food. And this is why we're so sick as a people. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.